Tech stocks keep inflating and inflating. From Washington, D.C. today, I'm David Brancaccio. The NASDAQ composite sits at 9,021 after hitting a new all-time high a few minutes ago. 9,000 was the first. That happened yesterday. Beyond the numerology here, this index that includes many tech stocks is up about 35% this year. Justin Ho joins us from New York. Justin?
Yeah, a big part of the NASDAQ gain is Amazon. The company came out yesterday and said it had a, quote, record-breaking holiday season. Now, this is sales Amazon is talking about, not necessarily profits. But either way, its stock is up almost 6% since yesterday. Also, Apple is at an all-time high. For Apple shares, 2019's been the best year it's had in a decade. That stock's up 86% since the start of the year. Facebook, Microsoft, and Alphabet have had a good year, too.
What about all the anguish when the market fizzled for new stocks, producing sentiments like the tech sector has gone stale?
Right. Uber and Lyft are both down since their IPOs. Slack is down. But those are big examples that are looking like the exception. The outfit Renaissance Capital runs an IPO index, which tracks a big list of recent IPOs. It's actually up 35%, so just in line with the NASDAQ, and actually beating the S&P 500 for the year.
And NASDAQ up 35% this year. So 2020, more of the same.
I don't know, man. Why don't we just not make one of those big predictions and check in a year or so? How does that sound?
All right. Well, we'll see what 2020 does. Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you. Now to big media and what is called cancel culture, the new term for the venerable idea of attempting to consign people to cultural oblivion for antisocial actions. Netflix is betting on the continued popularity of comedian and actor Kevin Hart, who pulled out of hosting the Oscars following reaction to homophobic comments that he had tweeted. Today's the premiere of a Netflix miniseries that follows Hart through a tumultuous year. It is called something close to Don't Foul Up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams isn't going to say the title either.
After the public shaming comes the redemption story.
Because before people judge and go, Kevin Hart's a b-, he's a b-, I want you to understand that there's a lot that you don't know.
What Netflix knows is despite the Oscar scandal, Kevin Hart is still an incredibly popular artist. He's already had two comedy specials on the streaming service this year. Anjana Susarla teaches at the Broad College of Business at Michigan State and researches how businesses respond to social media pressure.
Social media is creating the cancel culture, and then Netflix also knows so much about us that they know there is a place for all these canceled individuals.
And canceled isn't really an accurate term anyway, says journalism professor Stephen Thrasher at Northwestern University.
Well, I think usually when people are called out in, you know, quote unquote cancel culture, they actually go on with their jobs and there's not a real shift in what happens.
Especially when they can still draw an audience. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Wow, a new decade is just days away, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. Thank you. The terrible floods along the Missouri River in the spring have scarred the landscape and disrupted the farm economy, some say, for decades. There was a whopper of a storm, a bomb cyclone, and then a 92-year-old dam burst. With land and infrastructure still a mess in many spots, a 2019 story has become a 2020 story. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports.
Tom Bullock's taken this route many times on the two-lane roads in the northwest corner of Missouri. Bullock is Holt County's director of emergency services, and as he drives his pickup along, he points out damage, like where sheets of black asphalt from a road ended up in a cornfield.
You wouldn't think asphalt would float, but it does. When it gets enough current underneath it, it just picks it up in big sheets and floats it off the side of the road.
Since the devastating floods of last spring, Bullock's seen a lot of things he never thought he'd see. Miles-long holes in the levees, roads closed for months, bridges left in rubble, ditches and farmland covered in mud and silt. Bullock says he's hoping for help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency because his county of just 4,000 people needs it.
Especially little counties like us where we don't have the funds to put things back like they need to be. If we don't get FEMA money to help us put it back, we're in bad trouble.
Bullock says Hull County hasn't received any FEMA funds yet because people can't get into areas that are still underwater to assess the damage. A recent study by two EPA scientists published in the journal Nature Climate Change says infrastructure will be one of the costliest categories of global warming, second only to health.
I call these quote-unquote wake-up calls when the disaster happens. They're more like snooze alarms.
Erwin Redlener is the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. He says this spring's flooding in the Midwest should be a reminder to invest in the country's infrastructure, even as climate change could increasingly make things worse. Redlener says there are always two options.
One is preventive expenditures, like buying insurance or fixing the levees, and the other is reparative expenditures.
And Redlener says that repairing damage after a catastrophe is always far more expensive. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
Oh, and get ready. With the new year dawning, we're expecting a spike in the overuse of the cliche 2020 vision in business circles. It's going to be everywhere. Another one, speculation that we're about to get another roaring 20s. You may have read about how the last roaring 20s ended. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. Our Marketplace Fellow is Erica Soderstrom. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.